I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is the start of a new series of podcasts all about my favourite films. So for each podcast, I will be talking about a film that really means a lot to me. And for today, I'm going to be talking about the 1978 movie version of Superman. Hopefully a film that you have seen. It really is such an important movie to me, mainly because of my childhood. But I'll be talking about the movie in a minute or two. But first, I'm going to be telling you about some grammar that I will be using in this podcast. And firstly, I'm going to ask you to try to look out for some words in particular. So before I start with this, I'm going to give you five words, and I want to test you. I want to see if you know the noun versions of these words, and I will be using them in my presentation about the movie Superman. So the five words are strong, invisible, fly, destroy, and imagine. So do you know the noun forms of those words? Strong, invisible, fly, destroy, and imagine. So I'm going to be using the noun forms of those words at some point in my description of the movie. So listen out for those, and I will at the end tell you those noun forms. Okay, so I've chosen this film because it's the one that really reminds me of my childhood. I remember one Christmas morning getting up, opening my presents to discover a Superman costume. I'm pretty sure I wore that costume every day for about a year of my life. Superheroes have always been something that excite us as humans. We love the idea of being, well, super. To have superpowers like the power of flight or invisibility or super strength opens up our imaginations so that we consider what we would do if we had those powers. Where would we go? And would we tell anyone about our superhuman skills? Superman, the original and best movie version of this comic book, was released in 1978. And it stars Christopher Reeve as Superman, Margot Kidder as Lois Lane, Gene Hackman as the evil Lex Luthor, and Marlon Brando as Superman's real father, Jor-El. Now, did you know that Brando was paid $3.7 million for just 12 days of shooting? And this really was because he was a superstar at the time, whereas Reeve, who played the title character, was just an unknown actor, and he was paid only $250,000 for both Superman 1 and the sequel, Superman 2. I especially love the opening part of this film, which features Marlon Brando. It's set on Superman's home planet, Krypton. I love the effects. I much prefer the old 1970s effects to the super realistic effects we get in today's movies. So with Krypton facing destruction, Jor-El sends his baby son to Earth, where he is discovered by Martha and Jonathan Kent, who raise him. At the age of 18, Superman, whose name is Clark Kent, heads north and learns about his true identity. And then he becomes Superman. Now, I'm sure you can imagine a six-year-old me running around the house in the full costume, including the cape. And of course, at that time, I imagined myself with those great superpowers. And I think that's why I loved this movie as a child, and still do. It really sparked my imagination. So what was your favourite film as a child? Okay, and now let's look at those five nouns that I was mentioning at the beginning. So those five words I gave you were strong, invisible, fly, destroy, and imagine. So did you hear the noun forms that I used when I was talking about Superman? Well, strong, the noun form is strength, strength. Invisible, invisibility. Fly, flight. Destroy is destruction. And imagine, imagination. Those are the five. So well done if you got all of those right. It is really important to know these noun equivalents so you can use them in sentences correctly. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it enjoyable. If you want to tell me about what your favorite film was as a child, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from you, and maybe I'll talk about it in a future podcast. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.